Our next guest, I have no idea if he's a car aficionado or not. I do know he's pretty good at catching footballs, a receiver for the Edmonton Eskimos in his first season, has really kind of burst on the scene the last 9 weeks for the Eskimos. Darrell Walker joins us once again. Darrell, how you doing?
I'm fine. How's it going?
Good. Are you a car guy?
You say a car guy?
Yeah, like, are you, like, you know, are you, when I say a car guy, somebody who really appreciates cars and, you know, maybe, you know, babies his car somewhat?
I mean, I love cars, man. I like fast cars. Who doesn't like fast cars, right?
That's true. What's the best car you've ever driven?
I'll probably have to say a Bentley.
Oh,
yeah. I have a teammate that owns one of those. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's not yours.
Yeah, no, definitely not mine.
Darrell, chemistry. Mike Riley talked about it. Due to the ridiculous rules of the CFL, after he was injured, he was never really able to practice. So even when you were on the practice roster, he didn't get to throw you many balls. And then he comes into the game, and you guys had maybe a week to practice. We saw you kind of reemerge again last weekend. Are you and Mike, do you feel like you're on the same page? And how much of a difference does that make on game day for you?
Most definitely. I feel like we're progressing. You know, we're progressing. Getting on the same page is very important. And for game time, I feel like that's important to have chemistry with a player because, you know, you can anticipate what they're going to do next on a certain route, on any route, really.
Yeah, and that's the key, right, for the quarterback is he needs to know, you know, how quick you can run a slant pattern, how quickly you can run, a hook or whatever the route is. And it's not right. Just where 1 or 2 days at practice, is it?
Right, most definitely. And also, he knows exactly what you're going to do when they run a certain type of coverage, you know, so that helps as well.
Darrell Walker joins us. Do you find – does he throw a different – does the ball – come different from him? Does he throw it differently than Franklin?
Oh, yes, most definitely. His like, every quarterback usually throws pretty different, you know. Franklin, he is eases his ball in there a little bit, and then and Mike's comes a little bit harder. So, you know, he tries to get it done now, you know. So, I mean, I'm going to catch the ball, you know, that's my job. But, yeah, it's not too hard to adjust to. It's probably more harder for the quarterback to adjust to a receiver so he can get – I mean, when they don't have the chemistry down.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably a little harder.
Now, you say that Riley throws the ball harder, so I'm assuming that it arrives at you quicker. Do you adjust your timing slightly then?
No, I run my route how I always do. And Mike just puts it on me. And, I mean, you got to make the play regardless at the end of the day. But – he puts it on you. It's going to be there when you turn around, so you better be ready.
what was your first impression of Riley in the huddle as a leader? Because I've heard from a lot of the guys who've been around for a few years that, you know, they get the sense right away, okay, this guy's in control. Did you notice it right away? And if so, what stood out for you?
Oh, most definitely. And just the way that he talks to us, he breaks everything down for us. You know, if they're doing this, I want you to do this. If they're doing that, then do this, you know. So he just breaks everything down like specific plays like that we put in for game plans, and he just break them down for us so we can understand it, you know, because everything just clicks for him so well. So he just breaks down the coverages. If they run this certain coverage, I want you to do this. If they run this certain coverage, I'll be looking at this, so I might come to you. Stuff like that, you know, just letting us know his input on everything.
He's very much attention detail to the point of, at times, does he say, hey, if I want you to run a slant pattern, I want it right at the 7-yard line? Like, is he that OCD on the exact yardage and where he wants it to turn?
Just if you run it like this, I'm going to put it on. If he's inside of you, I'm going to put it on your outside. If he's outside, you don't put it on your inside shoulder. So just be ready for it. Stuff like that, you know. So, I mean, not so much to depth. I mean, of course, you need your depth when you're trying to get a first down or whatever. You have to get to the pylon, but not the pylon, but the sticks.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you just, hey, man, if this guy does this, you know, I'm going to put it on your outside shoulder or your inside shoulder. You know, he just lets you know, stuff like that.
For you personally as a receiver, is it easier to catch over the inside or your outside shoulder?
I mean, I would say they're both equal to me because I've worked on them, you know, in college. We worked on stuff like that so much. So, I mean, I don't really – I don't really measure catches by difficulty, really.
Okay.
If I catch it, I catch it. If I don't, then I drop it, you know. So, but I'm always sticking around and just catching the ball. How about that?
Darrell,
we're going to catch whatever comes.
That's fair. Darrell Walker joins us. Now, is there a certain route that you feel a DB can't cover you on? Like, what's your favorite? If you could choose and say, okay, whatever, it's the final minute of the game, and you know what, is there a certain pattern or route that you feel you're going to beat your guy regardless of who it is?
Almost definitely. I want to go route. Throw it up.
Just
I want to go around and throw it up.
Now,
I just feel very confident in my abilities to catch the ball. So, I feel like I can, at any time, any point in time in the game, you know, give me a go ball, you know, place it a good, put a good throw on me, and then, you know, we're going to come down with it and let's get back to playing football again, you know.
For our non-football fans, explain a go route.
A go route is just basically you're just taking off vertical. Just trying to beat the defender that's guarding you.
Yep.
Get on top of them, stack them, and then the quarterback just put the ball on you. They could drop it in the basket or, you know, drill it, put it on you now. You know, but either way, you got to come down with the ball. But yeah, that's a go route. Just running up, just a vertical route, just going vertical.
The chemistry amongst the receivers, guys on your side of the field, you've lined up in different positions, you know, X, Y, Z at different times in the offense this year, Darrell. How does that impact you, maybe knowing how a certain guy blocks or how he runs his route to maybe allow you to get better separation if you're running on a pattern that's maybe only 4 yards from him, but you're obviously curling the other way? How much time does that take, and is chemistry amongst receivers important?
Oh, most definitely. But I feel like it doesn't take much time because you know exactly what you have to do on certain plays. You see, we know, as being offensive players, we know where we're going with the ball. The defenders don't, you know. So most definitely you have to be on the same page with the receivers just in case you line up in something that you don't remember. You can ask the guy next to you, hey, man, what's the play? What are you running? This and that, just so you know that you have the right route and make sure that you're not running into their way.
Darrell Walker.
So we talk every play. When we walk into the line scrimmage, we're talking to each other. Hey, we got this, just making sure, you know.
Have you ever seen or watched film of your receiver coach, Kez McCorvey?
No, I actually haven't, but I've seen him run some routes, and he still can ball.
Well,
still can ball.
A lot of guys tell me maybe Ed Hervey swears he's the best pure route runner he's ever seen. So I kind of wanted to watch it. You know, when he gives you tips as a guy, was it better served to watch him or even maybe go watch on tape in his prime? No, not that he's. You know, he's older now. He's not running the same route as he did as a player. Can you take something from that, or is that just kind of an individual thing? And, well, sure, he's got loose hips. If you don't have loose hips, you're not going to run the same route.
I would say, because Coach Kez, when he's demonstrating something for you, he's going to do it first and then show you.
Okay.
You know, so that's just how he coaches, hands-on. So, I mean, I just try to take whatever he tells me into perspective because I know that he was basically one of the best route runners to ever come through Florida State University. So, you know, you got to take coaching and playing this game anyway so you can progress. You got to be able to be disciplined and take coaching. So whatever Coach Kez tells me, then, you know, I'm going to try to do my best to do it how he wants me to do it.
Darrell Walker, receiver for the Edmonton Eskimos, joins us. Eskimos taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers Saturday afternoon in Winnipeg. Would you suggest that you have loose hips as a receiver? Obviously, that's meant as a compliment. Would you be a loose-hipped receiver?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I feel like I get in and out of my breaks pretty well. You know, I feel like I still can work on more stuff. Like, you always loosen up your hips more. But I feel like I can run routes pretty well. So I feel like I do have loose hips.
You have come on the scene and you know, had excellent rookie season thus far, and obviously you hope to continue through into the playoffs, Darrell. What are you working on in your game? Where do you feel you haven't reached your potential yet as a receiver?
I feel like I can get a little better in my routes and coming off the line. I want to be coming off a lot more explosive.
Okay.
You know.
So is that
attack at DBs a little more, but. You know, it's always a learning curve, you know. You develop over a period of time, you know.
So is that more explosive as far as maybe you training hard, are you going to work on, you know, two steps, or is it just a mentality to be more aggressive off the line?
Just when I get in the offseason, just try to do a lot more explosive lifts, like power clean, hang clean, stuff like that, squat jumps, stuff like that, just so I can be a better football player all around, you know, so I can get in and out of my breaks a little bit faster, have more separation, stuff like that.
Darrell, I appreciate your time. Continued success on the season. It looks like you and Mike Riley are starting to build some chemistry, which has Eskimo fans very excited.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.